Okay, so yesterday I picked up the iPad 3. Did I need it? I know I wanted it. I didn't actually want it that badly. But as it's very easy to sell, pass on, shift the iPad 2, I thought I would take a chance. And even after looking at all of the specs and realising that it's probably going to be years until we can utilise the benefits of 4G in this country, thank you, Ofcom, I would take the plunge. Tax rebate actually kind of made it a little bit of an easier decision as well. Nevertheless, as an early adopter, as someone who's finding themselves more and more not only editing photographs, and high resolution makes a huge difference to that, but also demoing things on my iPad, for me, it was like getting a shiny new portfolio. First impressions, as many geeks that kind of hope that each leap in technology is going to justify the massive environmental impact, I was disappointed because it was heavier, which for me, my bag has just got lighter and lighter the more I kind of try and minimize on kit. And I did have to look over it twice just to see if it was now waterproof or they had any hidden ports or SD card slots or anything they'd forgotten to mention at the launch that might have just made it that bit more of a step forward. And of course, it didn't have any of that. It didn't even hover. But I got home and I kind of migrated everything over from a backup. Calm in the knowledge that if it really wasn't that impressive, I'll just take it back. Apple do have a returns policy. And then I turned it on and I used it solidly for quite a few hours without looking at the iPad 2, which was sat on the bookshelf, moping a little bit, saying quietly to me, "There's no point. What's better?" Well, there are a few things that are better. And it's really interesting to see some of the photographs, for example, that are being taken. There are some pretty astounding photographs that are being taken, but the same as there are on the iPhone. Probably easier on the iPhone because you're not handling this massive tablet whilst trying to take photographs. For me, my iPad 2 isn't 3 or 4G enabled. And now I've got the sponsored micro SIM from Vodafone, which gives me kind of unlimited data wherever I am, it would make sense for me to drop that into a device which I can then click share from the device and have other things working. The camera improvement is definitely a big deal if you do use your iPad for grabbing streaming video. Is it faster? There's definitely a noticeable bump in speed when you're looking at older apps. On the newer apps, it's difficult to tell because the iPad is trying to crunch four times the resolution. And I will say resolution more than a couple of times as I talk about my feelings of and observations of the iPad, because that is the real big hit for me, and I'll explain why in a minute. So you won't notice any huge, huge boost in speed depending on what you use, what apps you use, and whether you're a really keen gamer. I'm gaming more and more on the iPad than I ever have on any other console. The screen is great, and the screen is reminding me on how amazing the apps are. And just as I absolutely adore the Kindle for reading because I forget the Kindle is there, I've just realised that tonight I've been lying for hours on the floor, completely submersed in this web portal that is the iPad screen, the iPad 3 or HD, whatever you want to call it. And I haven't been able to do that on any of the other devices. I don't do that on the phone. It's too small. I haven't done that on the iPad 2. I just didn't seem to be able to retain information from the backlit screen. And now when I turn it back on, everything is just a little bit fuzzy. And my little boy's got the iPad 1. How long will I have the iPad 2 for? Well, there's a few people already asking me for it. But personally, now that I've really, truly come to appreciate why this is as many argue, the best tablet on the market right now. And I wish Android or someone had come up with something better. I really do. It's not just about the hardware here. It's about Apple's almost anal sterilizing of its Apple Store to make everything as perfect as possible for the user, i.e. as stripped down to the basics and bare essentials. But you cannot deny there is some interesting stuff coming through, whether it be Tor-enabled covert browsing apps, which I have for the iPad, and also there are new mail apps coming out which people said Apple would never rely. So there is a flexibility there. I've not been able to look at a screen and get as lost in the content as I have since getting this. I'm thinking about keeping the iPad 2 now, mainly because I don't use my secondary screen in my office as much, because I share to the iPad screen, and why not have a shared touchscreen for my social media stuff when I'm working on the other one. It was momentarily a question of, wow, this isn't a huge leap forward. But then, does it have to be? Yes, it does on an environmental sense. Why start the conveyor belt going to produce loads more junk to dump in landfill? But I don't think there's going to be any iPad 2s going anywhere near landfill. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of mining going on to cater for all the people that are now going to be going, woohoo! So there are so many arguments for and against the purchasing of another shiny object. I guess what I would like to share with you now is that what the iPad 3 has done for me is really remind me on how incredible the work is that goes into a lot of the apps, and now with this pin sharp, minute detail resolution, it's as if every photograph I've ever taken on a decent camera has just been reinvented before my very eyes. I can't remember ever seeing my photography looking this amazing, and you can imagine how that transposes to reading small text or using the UI of an application. It really is an amazing experience. So, another piece of tech and another observation on another piece of tech, which, take it or leave it, if you're coming from the iPad 1, it will blow your mind. If you're coming from the iPad 2, have a serious think about how much you need the resolution. If you're an image maker, then that might sway you, because already I've found my workflow increasing because I can just see so much more detail. Increasing in speed, that is, not just my workflow getting harder because I can see all the blemishes and I'm trying to sort stuff out. It's not the case. So, yeah, interesting kind of shift in my initial opinion. And there's some really good articles out there telling you pretty much the same as I feel that I've found. It's about the apps, isn't it? It's about the experience. We should forget we're holding the device, and tonight we've had a family round, and it's amazing to see, you know, people in their 80s holding this device and computing like it was something that they've always had. Really fascinating. Right, thanks to the iPad, I have well avoided sleep to this point, but I'm definitely going to go and get some sleep now and stop being distracted. I'm going to plug this in and definitely not take it to bed.